Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah here. We're holding a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Daled, and Mirtz Hashem, today we will be learning Daf Resh Mem Amid Beis. We are continuing to learn the halachas of Eruv Chatzeros. We pick up today two lines off the bottom on Resh Mem Amid Aleph, in middle of Simen Shin Ayin Beis, Sif Vav. Our learning should be a schus for Achenu Kabeis Yisrael, Hanusun Batsara Ubashivya, Ha'ibnim, Bein Bayam, Ubein Bayabasha, Hamakim, Yerachim Aleihem, the Yetzia Mitzara Lervacha, Be'afela La'ira, Mishuber La'gu'ula, Hashta Bagola, Ovisman Kariv, and Imar Amen. Our learning should be a schus for Fuish Shalema, for Achia Gadol, Moshimeh, and Esther Fradel, Rivka Bashir Lech, Avadasa Baseril, Basrezel Seril, Yitzchak Ben Tzion Ben Dusha, and Yeshua Levi Ben Ahuva Malka Chana. They should all have a Rafui Shalema, Besach Shar Chel Yisrael, and in the schus of the Liman HaTorah of Klal Yisrael, the Ravar Shom should watch over all of our brothers and sisters who find themselves in harm's way, B'chol Makom Sheheim. So, the rest of Sif Vav, very, very interesting Sif. We're going to go kind of Mikal El Hakaved, from the more basic to the more complex. Let's start with the first halacha that we're going to deal with today, which is relatively basic and relatively simple. Two lines off the bottom, Resh Mem Amud Aleph, right by the Ois Katan Mem Aleph of the Mishnah Berurah, says the Mechaber. Hoya bein shtei chatzerois kaisel gavaya asara tvachim. If you have two chatzerois that are next door to each other, they would like to make a joint eruve chatzerois, so that you should be able to transfer things from the houses of one chatzer to the chatzer in the other chatzer, or from the house in one chatzer to a house in the other chatzer. Really, they would love to be able to join themselves in a joint Eruv Chatzeros. But the problem is that between the two Chatzeros, there is a kaisel, gavaya asara tvachim. There's a wall that's at least 10 tvachim tall, and that wall does not have a gate in it. It doesn't have a door. So they're separated from each other by mechitza of asara tvachim. Or a slightly more complicated case, ay shahaya karka shal achas meha chatzeros, gavaya mechavero chamisha tvachim. Or let's say the ground level, the grade of the two chatzeros are not the same, so that chatzer A is elevated above chatzer B. When you get to the end of chatzer A, there's a 5 tefach drop-off, a vertical cliff. Doesn't have to be vertical, mamish, but you have a tail. It's raised so that you jump down 5 tefachim, going from the grade of chatzer A to the grade of chatzer B. Now, 5 tefachim does not make a mechitza, but what did they do over here? So, the ground level of one chatzer is elevated above the other chatzer by 5 tefachim, and then, va'asu, and now turning to Resh Mem Amud Beis, va'asu alav mechitza chamisha la'ashlima la'asara. And now, on top of the increased height of chatzer A, they went ahead and they built a 5 tefach mechitza. So now, let's analyze this. If you're in Chatzer B, Chatzer B is the lower Chatzer. So from the perspective of Chatzer B, when you look up to Chatzer A, you have a wall of 10 tefachim. You've got a 5 tefach embankment, because Chatzer A is raised by 5 tefachim over Chatzer B. And then on top of the 5 tefach embankment, you've got a 5 tefach wall. So certainly from the perspective of Chatzer B, Chatzer B is separated from Chatzer A by a mechitza of 10 tefachim. How about from the perspective of Chatzer A? When you're standing inside Chatzer A, the ground level of Chatzer A, and you look towards Chatzer B, what you see is only a 5 tefach mechitza. So you might be tempted to say, well, from the perspective of Chatzer A, there's only a 5 tefach mechitza, not a 10 tefach mechitza. But that's not true. The reason it's not true is because it's very nice that visually, if you're standing in Chatzer A looking towards Chatzer B, all you see is a 5 tefach mechitza. But the bottom line is that Chatzer A is separated from Chatzer B by a rise, by a mechitza, by a separation, not a mechitza, but they're separated with a separation of 10 tefachim. Because it's very nice that the mechitza is only 5 tefachim, but beneath that there's an embankment of 5 tefachim. So they do have a separation of 10 tefachim. So in this case also, says the Mechaber, Ein li chaylim la'arev yachad, these two chatzeros cannot join together. together and adjoined to Reuven Chatzeros, because in both cases, in the simple basic case of a 10 tefach wall separating them, or in the more complex case of a 5 tefach wall together with a 5 tefach increase in elevation, in both cases they're separated by an effective gap, an effective separation, an effective mechitza of 10 tefachim, and therefore they cannot join in a joint Eruvei Chatzeros. Turning back to Reish Mem Amud Aleph, let's see the Mishnah Berurah is cut Mem Aleph. Haya bein shtei chatzeres kaisel. Ubazeh ein nafkemina im ha-kaisel rochav arba oiloi. In the context of the halacha that we just learned, there's absolutely no nafkemina on the thickness of the wall. It doesn't matter if the wall is dalut tefachim thick or not. The reason the Mishnah Berurah is mentioning this is because we're going to see that in the rest of Sivvav, we're going to be speaking a lot about the differences that come about depending on the width of the wall. Da'afila mechitza daka, even a very thin wall, mafsekes bein ha-chatzeros, serves as a halachic separation between two different chatzeros, kevetche gavaya asara, so long as it's 10 tefachim tall, it does make a mechitza and it does prevent joining in a joint eruv chatzeros. If the wall is less than 10 tefachim tall, loy chashiv hefsik, it would not constitute a separation. If you only had, let's say, a 5 tefach tall fence between chatzer A and chatzer B, then chatzer A and chatzer B would be considered one chatzer, u'ma'arvin echad, and then they must make one eruv chatzeres together, ve'ein ma'arvin shnayim. They could not make two separate eruv chatzeres. So if you have Chatzer A is bungalow colony A, and next door to it you have bungalow colony B, and there's a 5 tefach fence between the two of them, they can't make two separate Eruv Chatzeros. They're considered to be one Chatzer. If bungalow colony A would decide to get together and make an Eruv Chatzeros, and bungalow colony B would get together and decide to make its own Eruv Chatzeros, then you would have two entities sharing the same Chatzer. They would aser on each other. So in that case, they must make one joint Eruv Chatzeros, ve'ein ma'arvin shnayim. They would not be allowed to make two separate Eruv Chatzeros. Ois kot mem gimel. Here we're going on the Mechaber's case of the increase in elevation between one Chatzer and the other. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'asu alav, the karmelon da mechitza mitzdarf la'atel. In this case, the 5 tefach tall mechitza is going to combine with the 5 tefach raise in elevation, the tail, the mound, la shliman la asara, to equal together a separation of 10 tefachim, and therefore, as cut mem dalet, ein yecholim, they would not be allowed to make one joint to Reuv Chatzeres, because they're separated. V'hu adin, the same halacha would apply, kishikavaya mechavera asara b'loy mechitza. You would have the same halacha, let's say there was an increase in elevation between Chatzer A and Chatzer B of 10 tefachim, so that when you're in the lower Chatzer B, you have a 10 tefach wall, right? A 10 tefach embankment separating between you and the higher Chatzer A, that also acts as a mechitza between the two Chatzeres, and they would not be allowed to make one joint Eruv Chatzeres. Okay, now we move into the more complex part of Sivvav, but if we halt kaf, if we follow along, it's really not that complex. The rest of Sivvav is going to be talking about the status of the wall itself. So we've got Chatzer A, we've got Chatzer B. They're separated by a 10 tafach tall mechitza. The question is, what is the status of the top of that wall? And let's break it down. Let's give a little bit of a hakdama. So let's take one Chatzer at a time first. You have Chatzer A. Chatzer A, 20 units. They get together, they make it a Reuven Chatzeres. Fine. Once they make it a Reuven Chatzeres, they're allowed to transfer things from inside their houses. So if you have a Mishnayis that started off Shabbos inside the house, now you're allowed to take it out of the house and bring it to the Chatzer for the Prikyava share that's going to take place in the Chatzer. Without an Reuven Chatzeres, you would not be allowed to do that. You could also grab a chair from the Chatzer if you have guests for the Shabbos Day Suda. You could grab a chair that started off Shabbos in the Chatzer, and you could bring it into the house for the Suda. You're only allowed to do that because you made an Eruv Chatzeres. Without an Eruv Chatzeres, you would not be allowed to do that. How about if there's a chair that started off Shabbos in the Chatzer itself, and you want to move it from point A in the Chatzer to point B in the Chatzer? Well, that you're allowed to do even without an Eruv Chatzeres, right? Doesn't need an Eruv Chatzeres to allow you to move things around in the Chatzer itself. All right, so that was Chatzer A. Now you have Chatzer B next door. The halach of Chatzer B is the same thing, right? So let's say Chatzer B also goes ahead and makes it a Eruv Chatzeres. Chatzer A and Chatzer B are separated by a 10 tafach tall wall. Now, in Chatzer B on Shabbos afternoon, there's going to be a very nice Pirkei Avos shir. So if you live in Chatzer A, are you allowed to take your Mishnayos from your house in Chatzer A and bring it to the Chatzer in Chatzer B to listen to the Pirkei Avos shir? No, you're not allowed to do that because you can't combine in a joint Eruv Chatzeres. You're separated by a wall. So you can't join in Eruv Chatzeres. So you cannot take a Keli Shashavas Babayas. You can't take something that started off Shabbos in your house, in my example, the Mishnayos, and bring it to the Chatzer in Chatzer B. You also can't bring it to a house in Chatzer B. So if it's raining, the Pirkei Avos shir is going to be in one of the houses in Chatzer B. You can't bring your Mishnayos from your house in Chatzer A to your friend's house in Chatzer B because you can't join in a joint Eruv Chatzeres. How about if the Pirkei Avos shir is going to take place on the lawn in Chatzer B, and there aren't enough chairs, and you have extra chairs on the lawn in Chatzer A, and there are chairs that started off Shabbos on the lawn in Chatzer A, can you pick up a chair and hand it over the 10 tefach tall fence? Remember, 10 tefachim, it's only somewhere between 37 and 40 inches. You're not talking about a very tall mechitza. So could you pick up a chair that started off Shabbos on the lawn in Chatzer A, pass it over to the wall, and put it into the Chatzer and Chatzer B so that people have more seating for the Pirkei Avos Drasha? Yes, you can. You don't need an Eruv Chatzeres for that because you're going from one Chatzer to another Chatzer and you're dealing with a Keli Sheshavas B'Chatzer. You're dealing with something that started off Shabbos in the Chatzer. To take something that started off Shabbos in one Chatzer and transfer it to another Chatzer, you don't need an Eruv Chatzeres for that. Now, against that backdrop, what we're going to discuss now is, what's the status of the wall itself, right? The wall could have some thickness to it. Let's say the wall is more than 4 tefachim thick, so that the top of the wall is a usable surface. What's the status of the top of that wall? That's what the rest of Sif Vav deals with. Let's take a look at what the Mechaber says, near the end of the top line here on Resh Mem Amud Beis. Says the Mechaber, let's say that you've got Chatzer A, Chatzer B, there's a 10 tefach wall separating them. The elevation, the grade of Chatzer A and Chatzer B are the same. So from the perspective of either Chatzer, you've got a wall that's 10 tefachim tall. And somebody left some apples on top of the wall. So these apples started off Shabbos on top of the wall. They're sitting there on the wall, and now somebody in the chatzer wants to eat an apple. Says the mechaber, b'nei shtei chatzeros, the people that live in either chatzer, yechaylim lahiridam lachatzeros, would be allowed to reach up to the top of the wall, take down an apple, and bring it down to their chatzer. V'chein, and similarly, if somebody is walking around in one of the chatzeros, and he's holding an apple and he needs a place to put it, or he's holding a sefer and he needs a place to put it, v'chein l'ha'alois alav mipeirois sheshavsu b'chatzeros. They could take something, so Mishnayos is probably not a good example. They could also take peirois, let's say an apple, that started off Shabbos in the chatzer, they could put it on top of the wall, u'lohirida mimenu l'chatzer acheres. So Reuven is in chatzer A, and there's an apple that started off Shabbos in chatzer A. Reuven could take the apple, he could put it on top of the wall that separates him from Chatzer B. As Shimon sees the apple in Chatzer B, he could go and he could take it and bring it into Chatzer B. No problem. And this is true, Bein Shach Kleisel Rachav Arba, Ayaya Rachav Arba. For this halacha, it doesn't matter how thick the wall is. So basically, what the Mechaber is telling us over here is, when you've got the Chatzeros that are separated by a wall, in the context of Kalim Sheshavsu B'Chatzer, when we're dealing with items that started off Shabbos in the Chatzer, you're allowed to take from one Chatzer, pass it over the wall, even though the Makarber doesn't spell that out. You could pass it over the wall into the other chatzer. You could put it on top of the wall between the two chatzeros. You could take something off the wall between the two chatzeros and bring it into either chatzer. Essentially, what the Mechaber is telling us is that the wall, in essence, is the same as the chatzeros. And like the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us, we really learned this in the very beginning of this siman. In the very beginning of Sif Aleph, the Mechaber told us, Gagin v'chatzeros v'karpifos, kulan rishus echad heim, l'kelim sheshofsu b'saycham, shamut l'talkalei mizel azeh. You're allowed to go from one chatzer to another chatzer if you're transferring something, a keli sheshavas b'chatzer. You're allowed to go from a chatzer to a roof. And the Mishnah Berurah is going to say that the top of this wall is no less than a roof. It's not worse than a roof. So in the context of Kelim Sheshavsu B'chatzer, this wall is one with both chatzeres. So there's no problem here at all, transferring from chatzer A to the top of the wall, transferring from chatzer B to the top of the wall, transferring from the top of the wall either to chatzer A or chatzer B. None of that is problematic at all, says the Mishnah Berurah's Kat Mem Hei. Yechaylam lahiridam lachatzeres, kidekaybam lon barosh ha-semen, tegagin v'chatzeres rishos akasein. Rooftops, chatzeres, they're all considered one rishos. We don't have to worry about transferring from one to the other. We don't need iruv chatzeres to join them to allow for such transfers. V'rosh ze'akoy, so lo'yotif b'gag, the top of this wall is no worse in any way, halachically, than a rooftop. But, points out the Mishnah Berurah, remember, v'dafka lachatzeres, but these transfers that we're talking about here that are mutter without an eruv chatzeros, that's only when you're transferring between the chatzeros. Avaloy labatim im hurachav arba. But we're going to see in the next halacha, would Shimon and Chatzer B be allowed to pick up an apple off the top of the wall and then bring it into his house? That's going to already depend on the thickness of the wall. And if the thickness of the wall is 4 tefachim, that would be aser. Oiskat menvav ulai ridam nimenu lechatzer acheres, the Mechaber said. You're allowed to take an apple that started off Shabbos on top of the wall. Let's say an apple started off Shabbos in the chatzer and chatzer A. Reuven could pick it up and he could put it on top of the wall. Shimon and chatzer B could take it off the top of the wall and bring it into his chatzer. Bein she'ervu kalechot b'fnei atzmai. This is true if chatzer A made its own Eruv Chatzeres and Chatzer B made its own Eruv Chatzeres. Oy, la'ervu klal. It's even true if nobody made an Eruv Chatzeres. The Kala Chatzeres are Shosakasein, the Chadal B'Sef Aleph. Because again, even if neither Chatzer made an Eruv Chatzeres, who cares? You do not need any kind of Eruv Chatzeres to allow transfer of a Keli Shoshavas B'Chatzer from one chatzer to another chatzer, from the part of one chatzer to another part of the chatzer, etc., etc. All of the chatzeres are called a rishus achas, and you don't need any kind of eruv chatzeres whatsoever to allow for these kinds of transfers. Now, everything we said until now was in the context of kelim or peros sheshavsu b'chatzer. We're talking about apples that started off Shabbos either on top of the wall, which essentially means it started off Shabbos in the chatzer, or it started off Shabbos in one of the two chatzeros, and we're saying, okay, the two chatzeros, the wall, it's all one, it's all considered really chatzer, so no problem, transfer freely back and forth, no problem. How about if we're talking about kelim or peros sheshavsu babayis? What if we're talking about apples that started in one of the houses? So now, let's just lay out the scenario. Chatzer A makes their own Eruv Chatzeres. Reuven lives in one of the units in Chatzer A. He has an apple inside his house. Is he allowed to take the apple and bring it out to the Chatzer? Yes, no problem. They made an Eruv Chatzeres. Okay, Shimon lives in one of the units in Chatzer B. He has an apple that started out Shabbos in his house. Could he take the apple out to his Chatzer? Yes, his Chatzer also made in Eruv Chatzeres. All right. Could Reuven from Chatzer A take an apple out of his house and bring it into the Chatzer of Chatzer B? No, he can't, because they can't join in a joint Eruv Chatzeres. They're separated by a wall. Could Shimon take his apple out of his house, bring it to Chatzer A? No, he can't. Again, he can't bring it to the other chatzer. They're separated by a wall. They cannot join in a joint Eruvei Chatzeres. How about the top of the wall? Could Reuven take an apple out of his house, go out into the chatzer, and then decide that he doesn't want to eat the apple right now and put it down on top of the separating wall? How do we view the wall now? And the problem over here is that the wall, how do we look at this wall? Does the wall, it's very nice to say that the wall is considered part of the chatzer, but now we have two separate chatzeros. We have chatzer A, we have chatzer B. Who does the wall belong to? If the wall belongs to chatzer A, so then Reuven could take an apple from his house, take it to the chatzer, put it down on top of the wall because it's part of his chatzer, right? But if the wall belongs to chatzer B, he can't do that. That would mean he's transferring the apple from his house to the chatzer of chatzer B. Who does the wall belong to? Now, the wall cannot belong to both chatzeres, because that would be an inherent steer. If the wall belongs to both chatzeres, so then how could Reuven take the apple from his house and put it down on top of the wall? He's putting it into the chatzer of chatzer B, right? So how do we deal with this wall? The answer is going to be that it depends on the thickness of the wall. If the wall is arba tfachim, if the wall is four tfachim thick, well, we know already since the beginning of Chelek Dalet that a makom dalet al dalet is a makom chashuv. So if the wall is dalet tfachim thick, then the way I'm going to say it is, we have to reckon zich with the wall. We have to treat the wall as a separate entity. We need to concern ourselves with the status of the wall. Now, as I just said, we cannot allow the wall to be a shared rishus, because we can't have the wall belonging to both Chatzer A and Chatzer B, because then nobody could put anything down on top of the wall, right? You're transferring from one to the other. At the same time, we can't give the wall to one Chatzer over the other. How does one Chatzer have a leg up over the other Chatzer? The wall is the same from the perspective of both Chatzeres, right? It's a wall that the way the Mechaber started this whole discussion was we have a wall of equal height to both grades. The grade of both chatzeres are the same. So it's a 10 tefach high wall from the perspective of either chatzer. So neither chatzer has a leg up over the other one. We can't give ownership of the wall to one over the other. So we're left with the conclusion that the wall is going to have to be left as an independent rishus. No one's going to be allowed to make use of the wall, because again, we can't allow anyone to make use of the wall, because for Reuven and Chatzer A, if he puts it down on top of the wall, we have to look at the wall as possibly belonging to the Chatzer of Chatzer B. From Shimon's perspective of Chatzer B, we have to look at the wall as possibly belonging to the Chatzer of Chatzer A. So no one's going to be allowed to use the wall. If, however, the wall is less than Dalet Tfachim thick, if the wall is just a narrow wall, so we know already, again, since the beginning of Chelek Dalet, that if you're not Dalet al Dalet, what are you? You're a Makom Ptur. If the wall is less than Dalet Tfachim thick, we look at it as being insignificant, and we don't have to reckon zich with it. We don't have to look at it as an independent Rishus. We don't have to look at it as being any different than the rest of the Chatzer. And in that case, anybody could put, as long as they have Eruvei Chatzeres, they can't make a joint Eruvei Chatzeres, because even though the wall is not four tefachim thick, it's still 10 tefachim tall, right? So they can't make a joint Eruvei Chatzeres. But in this case, either Chatzer is going to be allowed to take something from the house and put it on top of the wall, because we don't have to treat it as an independent rishus. We don't have to concern ourselves with that thickness, with the top of that wall. We're not worried about it. We don't look at it and say, oy vey, it's a shared rishus. It's not a shared rishus because it's not a rishus. It's a makom ptur. It's not a significant place that we have to look at it and ponder halakhically who does it belong to. We're not going to concern ourselves with it. That's basically what the Mechaber is going to say over here. Let's see it inside and let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mechaber. Go down to the fourth line near the beginning of the line. Aval peiros sheshavsu babayis. Until now, we were speaking about peiros that started off Shabbos in the chotzer. But now we're going to discuss peiros that started off in the house. Okay. Im ha-koysel rachav arba, if the separating wall is 4 tefachim thick, also lahalois loy, you're not allowed to take an apple that started off Shabbos in the house, or a keli, let's say a mishnayas or something, that started off Shabbos in one of the houses. You're not allowed to put it up on top of the wall. V'loy lahayrid mimenu, and you're not allowed to take anything down off the wall, off the top of the wall, and bring it into either one of the two chatzeres. Let's take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kat Mem Zayin. Ha'kos l'rachav arba. If we're talking about a wall that's 4 tefachim thick, pirish, arba tefachim. Mishnah Berurah is going out of his way to point out that we're talking about tefachim over here, because arba could sometimes be used for amos. So says the Mishnah Berurah, we're talking about tefachim. V'atam. The rationale for this halach is, Dekeva du rachav arba, since the wall is 4 tefachim thick, makam chashuv b'fnei atzmai. It's a halachically significant makam. It's a makam chashuv. Ve'ena batal legabe shnei chatzeres. We can't go ahead and say that, oh, it's part of both chatzeres. Ulefikach asa lahalais alav min abatim. Therefore, you're not allowed to take something that started off Shabbos in one of the houses and put it on top of that mechitza. V'gam loy lahayrid min hakos al habatim. Nor would you be allowed to take an apple, let's say, off the top of the wall and bring it into one of the houses. Since it started off, you wouldn't be allowed to take something that started off Shabbos in the chatzer on top of the wall and bring it into one of the houses. So again, just to be clear, what the last phrase of this Mishnah Berurah means is, if you had an apple that started off Shabbos on top of that wall, you wouldn't be allowed to take it and bring it into a house, not in Chatzer A or not in Chatzer B, even though they each made an Eruv Chatzeres. Why? Because from the perspective of Reuven, if he picks up that apple from the top of the wall, he has to be worried that the wall belongs to Chatzer B. Maybe he's taking an apple that started off Shabbos in the Chatzer of Chatzer B, and he's bringing it into his house in Chatzer A, which would be Aser. Now, I want to direct you to a Sharet Zion Ois Katan Chavtes, where the Chavetz Chaim expands a little bit upon what he just wrote in this Mishnah Berurah based on Rashi. He says, the Ikar Atamhu, the main basis for this halacha is, Kevan da HaKoysel Shayach Lishnehem. This is the Akdama that I gave. The problem over here is that this wall, to a certain extent, belongs to both Chatzeros, V'chol Echad Erev La'atzmai, and each one of them made its own Erev. Each Chatzer made its own Eruv Chatzeros. They couldn't join in a joint Eruv Chatzeros because there's a wall separating them. So each one made their own Eruv Chatzeros, Kol Echad Oyser Al Chaveroi. So now when we look at this wall, each chatzer is going to aser use of the wall on the other chatzer. Again, the basis for the halacha over here is very simple. You've got this 4 tefach thick wall separating the two chatzeres. Since it's 4 tefachim thick, it's a makam chashuv. Since it's a makam chashuv, we have to look at it and we have to decide who does it belong to. Does it belong to chatzer A or does it belong to chatzer B? We can't give it to either chatzer, because neither chatzer has a halachic leg up over the other chatzer. There's no reason to say that it belongs to chatzer A over chatzer B, or chatzer B over chatzer A. So what are we going to do? We can't allow Reuven and chatzer A to take a mishnayis out of his house and bring it to the chatzer and put it on top of the wall. Maybe the top of that wall, maybe it's miyuchis to chatzer B, and now he's putting it in the chatzer of chatzer B. We can't allow either chatzer, if there's an apple that started off Shabbos on top of that wall, we can't let anybody take that apple down off the wall and bring it into their house. Maybe they're taking something that started off Shabbos in the chatzer of the other chatzer and bringing it into their house. So this wall, again, since it's a makam chashuv, that's what this is all based on. Since it's dalet fakim thick and it's a makam chashuv, that's why we have this problem. Because we have to deal with it. We have to treat it. We have to make a halachic decision on the status of it, because it is halachically significant. It's dalet tefachim. What do we do with it? Since we can't decide, it belongs to each chatzer equally. If it belongs to each chatzer equally, then they're asering on each other. In the context of the wall, they're asering on each other. So nobody could make use of the wall. Now let's go weiter in the mechaber. That was if the wall is dalet tefachim thick. Now let's go five lines down in the Mechaber, right by the Oizkot Memches for the Mishnah Berurah. V'meinu Rachav Arba. Okay, let's say the wall is not four tefachim thick. Oh, if it's not four tefachim thick, it's a Makom Patur. If it's not four tefachim thick, we don't have to get involved in a Shaila. We don't have to look at it and say, okay, let's clear. Who does it belong to? V'meinu Rachav Arba, Mutter. Then either Chatzar could go ahead and use it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Oizkot Memches, V'meinu Rachav, D'bapachas Marba, Makom Paturu. It's a halachically insignificant. It's a makom tur. Umutah lahalis ben abatim alav ulaharid bimenu labatim. Now you could take a mishnayis out of your house, the chotzerei, and put it down on top of the wall. And I don't have to worry. Maybe I'm putting it in the chotzer of chotzer B. Somebody will say, well, we still don't know who the wall belongs to. The answer is the wall doesn't have to belong to anybody. We don't have to rechinzik with it. We don't have to treat with it. We don't have to deal with it. Why? Because it's not a rishus. It's not a rishus la'atzmai. It's not a makam chashuv. Okay, let's go back into the Shulchan Aruch. Adds in the Mechaber something very, very important. U'bilvad, while we're saying that if the wall is less than dalut tefachim thick, either chatzar is allowed to take something that started off Shabbos in the house, and they're allowed to take it and put it on top of that wall, that's true. That's true, because we're going to consider it that he's taking something out of his house and he's putting it down inside his chatzer. We're going to say that the top of the wall belongs either way. Fine, you're Reuven and Chatzerei, so you took a mishnayis out of your house and you put it down on top of the wall. We're going to say that that means you put it down in your chatzer. That's okay. Shimon could put down his mishnayis right next to Reuven's mishnayis. Even though his Mishnah started off Shabbos in his house in Chatzar B. But he could put it down right next to Reuven's Mishnah. Because we're going to consider it also that Shimon took a Mishnah out of his house and he put it down in the Chatzar. No problem. We're going to allow that. But, says the Ramah, Obavad Shalo Yachlifu, but you cannot use the wall as a way to transfer things between Chatzar A and Chatzar B. So Shimon tells Reuven, listen, I need a Mishnayis for the Pirkei Avos here. I left my Nezikin Beis in Shul. Maybe you have a Nezikin Beis that you could lend me. Reuven cannot go take a Nezikin Beis off his Sfarim shrank in his house. So it's a Keli Shashamas Babayis. It's a Mishnayis that started off Shabbos in his house. He can't take it, bring it to the wall, put it down on top of the wall. I'm good. I took it out of the house. I put it down in my chatzer. That's okay. I have it in Reuven Chatzeros. And now Shimon is going to go pick it up off the wall and bring it into his house. That you can't do. Because now you're using this wall as a method to transfer between two Chatzeros that are usher one to the other. And says the Ramah, in case something's tickling your brain, says the Ramah, Ki dele'el simin shin mem vav sif aleph. This is based on something that we learned in Shimon mem vav sif aleph. What is he referring to? He's referring to the halacha that we learned over there. Let's say you have a mokim p'tur between a rishus harabim and a rishus hayachid. Are you allowed to use a mokim p'tur? So you have Reuven is standing on a mokim p'tur that's located between rishus harabim and rishus hayachid. Could Reuven receive something from a guy who's in a rishus hayachid? He'll hand something to him and then hand it off to somebody who's standing in the Rishus HaRabim. We learned that that's usher. But how about if we're dealing with Rishuyes Terabanan? Let's say Reuven is standing on a Makom Patur. Shimon is in the Rishus HaYachid. Shimon takes something from the Rishus HaYachid, hands it to Reuven who's on the Makom Patur, and now Reuven's going to take it and hand it to Levi and a Carmelis. So now you're using the Makom Patur to transfer between, to do an Issa Rabbanon, to transfer from a Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelis. Are you allowed to do that? Over there, we brought down a Machloikis. We had a Machloikis Rishayim, whether or not you're allowed to do that. The Ramah is telling us over here, he's siding with the Shita that you're not allowed to use a Makom Patur to transfer even by an Issa Rabbanon, because that's what you're doing here. This wall that isn't Dalut Tefachim thick, right? It's essentially a Makom Patur. What are you trying to do? You're trying to do a transfer that's in Issa D'Rabbanan. You want to take a Mishnayis from a house in Chatzar A, and you want to transfer it to Chatzar B. You want to take a keli sheshavas in a bias of chatzar A, you want to transfer it to the chatzar in chatzar B. Since they can't join in the Ruvik HaTzeros, that's it, it's a Darabanan. You want to do it by way of a Makom Ptur. Says the Ramah, you're not allowed to do that. Says the Mishnah, it's cut memte, shalai achlifu. Hainu, what does this mean, shalai achlifu? Lahalois min abatam ala koisel, to take the Mishnais that started off Shabbos in the house, put it on the wall, the lachzar ulai ridam lechatzar hasheni, so that Shimon could take it off the wall and transfer it to chatzar B. And why is this aser? Mishum dilma asi la'afuki lehedyum and abatim lechatzar hasheni b'lai anacha b'entayim. If we're going to allow for that, what might happen? Reuven might come up with this chap. He'll say, yeah, let me go get the mishnayos. He'll get the mishnayos from his farm shrank in chatzar A. He'll bring it to the wall. Shimon is waiting on the other side of the wall, but Reuven will forget to actually put it down on the wall. Instead, he'll just hand it over the wall straight to Shimon. And now he did an Issa D'Rabbanan. So protect against doing that Issa D'Rabbanan. We don't allow you to use the surface of the wall as a method to transfer between the two chatzeres. Now, as we mentioned earlier, it's a machloikis rishonim, whether or not this is really aser, back in Shin Mem Vav. We understand why it's a machloikis, because this really does smell a little bit like gzera l'gzera, right? We're making gzera, we're asering you to do the transfer on the wall to protect against you doing a direct transfer, which would be only an issa d'rabbanan. Okay. The Mechaber brought down the Machlokes Rishonim, the Meloshon HaRamah Kan, and from this Ramah, Mashma the Chosha Shel Hachmir, it seems very clear that the Ramah is ruling Lechumra. By the way, this is one of those parentheses in the Mechaber where it does not say Hagah, and we see very clearly from the Mishnah Berurah that this is a Ramah. So this is one of the parentheses that I like to point to where people question, you know, if it doesn't say Hagah, is it the Ramah or is it not the Ramah? Well, here we have a parentheses where it does not say Hagah, and it's very clear from the Mishnah Berurah that these are the words of the Ramah. Okay. Now, the underpinning of the previous halacha, the case where it's usher, so you have the wall separating the two chatzeres that's talal tefachim thick. Again, the underpinning of the iser over there was the fact that the wall is talal tefachim thick. It's a makom shechashuv. We have to treat with it. Each chatzer has an equal claim to it, and therefore we have to aser both chatzeres to take something from their houses and put it on the wall, or take something from the wall, bring it to one of their houses, or even to one of their chatzeres. Now, what if, from the perspective of the two chatzeros, the wall is not the same? What if one chatzer does have a stronger claim on the wall than the other chatzer does? That's what the Mechaber is going to deal with now. Five lines from the top, last word on the line, Ve'im, says the Mechaber. Ve'im haya ha-koysel gavoy ala achas me'achatzeros asara. Let's say the grade of the two chatzeres are not the same. So that from the perspective of one chatzer, let's say from chatzer A, the wall is 10 tefachim tall. The lashnia ain't a gavaya asara. But from the grade of the second chatzer, the wall is not 10 tefachim tall. Kigain, for example, shekarkoi shalechad gavaya mishal chaveroi. Chatzer B is elevated somewhat above chatzer A. So maybe, from Chatzer B's perspective, the wall is only 8 tefachim tall. From the lower Chatzer A's perspective, the wall is 10 tefachim tall. In that case, Chatzer B has a leg up. They have a stronger claim on the wall than Chatzer A does. Why? Because it's much easier for the people of Chatzer B to make use of the top of the wall than for the people of Chatzer A. Now, I said it's much easier. I mean, let's just put this in perspective. If we're talking about a wall of 10 tefachim versus 8 tefachim, either way, we're talking about a relatively low wall. However, be that as it may, the bottom line is, who has easier use of the top of the wall? The people of Chatzer B. Since the people of Chatzer B have easier use of the wall, their claim on the wall is a stronger claim. And therefore, the Mechaber is going to tell us, in that case, we're going to treat the top of the wall as being part of Chatzer B's Chatzer. Now, if so, let's do the math. If the top of the wall is part of Chatzer B's Chatzer, so then Shimon, who lives in Chatzer B, if he has a Mishnayis that started off Shabbos inside of his house, he could take, since he, remember, Chatzer B made their own Eruv Chatzeres, right? Shimon and Chatzer B could take his Mishnayis outside of his house on Shabbos afternoon. He could go out to the Chatzer to listen to the Pirkei Avos Drasha, and he could even take the Mishnayis and put it down on top of the separating wall and use the separating wall as a shtender, because the top of the wall is going to be considered part of Chatzer B's Chatzer. It's not going to be considered part of Chatzer A's Chatzer. We're going to negate Chatzer A's claim on the top of that wall. We're going to give it in its entirety to Chatzer B and say that it belongs to Chatzer B. Okay, what's the next step of the math? So now we know the status of the top of the wall from the perspective of the people who live in Chatzer B. But how about from the perspective of the people who live in Chatzer A? Well, one thing's for sure. Reuven in Chatzer A is not going to be allowed to take his Mishnayis out of his house in Chatzer A and put it down on top of that wall. Because were he to do that, he would be taking a Keli Sheshavas Babayis in his Chatzer, and he would be putting it down in a different Chatzer. He would be putting it down in Chatzer B, in Shimon's Chatzer. So that's for sure. He's not allowed to do that. But how about a Keli Sheshavas B'Chatzer? Let's say there's something that started off Shabbos in the Chatzer of Chatzer A. Is Reuven allowed to pick that item up and put it on top of the wall? So on the one hand, you would be tempted to say, L'chaira, there should be no problem with that, right? Because like we said in the beginning of Sif Aleph, Kol ha-chatzerois v'hagagois reshos akasein. So L'chaira, I mean, even without an Eruv chatzerois, to pick up something that started off Shabbos in the Chatzer of Chatzer A and put it on top of the dividing wall, why should that be a problem? We learned that earlier in this year, that L'chaira is not a problem with that. But in this case, there is a problem. Why? Because since we're giving the top of the wall, in this case, to Chatzer B, and we're allowing Shimon and Chatzer B to take a Mishnayis that started off Shabbos in his house, a Keli Shabbos Babayis, we're allowing him to put it on top of that wall. We're making the top of that wall totally a part of Chatzer B. And if we're going to allow somebody in Chatzer A to use that wall at all, even for a Keli Sheshavas B'Chatzer, that, according to these Paiskim, is a stira, it's a contradiction to Shimon's use of the top of the wall. How could Shimon take a Keli Sheshavas B'Bayis and put it down on top of that wall if at the same time somebody from Chatzer A could also use the top of that wall? How are we going to allow Reuven and Chatzer A to use the top of that wall? We can only allow him to do that, right? Because we're saying, well, Kol HaChatzeros, they're all the same. Yeah, but Shimon is allowed to take a Keli Sheshavas Babayis, and he's allowed to put it down on top of that wall. And now somebody from a different Chatzer is also making use of that wall. That we're looking at as a steer. Let's see the Mechaber inside. Says the Mechaber. Let's say the wall is 10 tefachim tall from the perspective of one of the chatzeros, but from the other chatzer it's not. For example, the elevation, the grade of one chatzer is higher than the other. Says the Mechaber, the chatzer from which the wall is not 10 tefachim tall, they're allowed to make use of that wall, af bekelim sheshavsu babayis, even with kelim that started off Shabbos in one of the houses, because we're going to give the top of the wall entirely to that chatzer. Vasheni, but the other chatzer, aser lehishtamish bay, they're not allowed to use the wall, af bekelim sheshavsu bachatzer, even for kelim sheshavsu bachatzer, they're not allowed to use it. This halacha is really only germane if the top of the wall is 4 tefachim thick, and therefore it's a makom chashuv, and we have to deal with its status. But if again, we're talking about a wall that's not even four tefachim thick, so it's a makom Torah, we don't have to deal with it. Then again, each chatzit could use it even for kelim sheshavas babayis because we don't have to deal with its status. And this is true despite the fact that each one of the chatzeros made their own independent eruve chatzeros. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ois katan nun. In this case, we're talking about where Chatzir A made its own Eruv HaChatzeres, Chatzir B made its own Eruv HaChatzeres in Dim Lo Erva, because if Chatzir A didn't, if they didn't each make their own Eruv HaChatzeres, Asim Yibayis LeChatzir V'Choshkein LeMechitza, right? If the Chatzeres didn't make Eruv HaChatzeres, so then Reuven's not allowed to take the Mishtayis out of his house and put it even in his own Chatzir. Forget putting it on top of the wall. Right? You have to make it a Ruv HaChatzeres. You could take Kalim that started off Shabbos in the house. So Shimon in Chatzer B, he's in the Chatzer that's lower. So to him, the wall is, he's in the Chatzer that's higher. So to him, the wall is only 8 Tvachim tall. We're giving the top of the wall, we're giving the wall to Chatzer B. Because the Chatzer B, the wall is only 8 tefachim tall. And therefore, it's easier for them to use it. Because it's easy for them to use it. And therefore, Shimon from Chatzer B could use the top of the wall, ice cutting and base, af bekelim, even with things that started off Shabbos in one of the houses in Chatzer B. This Mishnah Berurah is going on the Isser from Chatzer A. Again, from the perspective of Chatzer B, the wall is only 8 tefachim tall. So we give the wall in its entirety to Chatzer B. Once we give the wall in its entirety to Chatzer B, Chatzer B could use the top of the wall even for Kelim Sheshavsu Babayis. The big chiddush over here is that Chatzer A cannot use the wall at all. Not even for Kelim Sheshavsu B'Chatzer. Not even for something that started off Shabbos in the Chatzer. Explains the Mishnah Berurah why. Because since the people from Chatzer B are allowed to use the top of the wall even for Kalim Sheshavsu Babayis, because for them we're considering the top of the wall as part of their Chatzer, so it's Mutter since they have the Eruv Chatzeros. If we're going to allow somebody from Chatzer A to use the top of the wall even for a keli sheshavas b'chotzer, the year reshush shneim shelethes b'mechitzazu, so that now on some level, the top of the wall is becoming a shared reshush, right? Because the people from Chatzer B, the top of the wall is mamish part of their chatzer. So they can use it even for kelim sheshavsu b'bayis. Now we're going to allow Chatzer A to use it at least for kelim sheshavsu b'chotzer. Were we to do that, then the top of the wall on some level would be a shared reshus, right? Chatzer B could use it even for Kelim Sheshavsu Babayis. Chatzer A, if they would be allowed to use it for Kelim Sheshavsu Bachatzer, so at least when it comes to Kelim Sheshavsu Bachatzer, the top of the wall is going to be a shared reshus. We can't do that. That would disallow Chatzer B to use it from their batim, because they each have their own Eruv HaChatzeros, they're two separate entities. If at some level the top of the wall is a shared reshus, they're going to answer on each other. And therefore, we cannot allow the top of the wall to be a shared reshus. Now, I want to put this in perspective, Rabbi Isai. There are times when the top of the wall can be a shared reshus. We had that earlier in the Sith. We do have cases, so very simple case. The wall is 10 tefachim tall. The wall is dalit tefachim thick. So it's a makom chashuv, right? In the context of kelim sheshavsu b'chatzer, right? Reuven in Chatzer A could use the top of the wall for kelim sheshavsu b'chatzer. Shimon and Chatzer B could use the top of the wall for Kalim Sheshavsu B'Chatzer. Why is that okay? Because the top of the wall, Kol HaChatzeros V'Agagin V'Karpifos Rishus HaKohen, You don't even need an Eruv Chatzeros to allow for that. They're not going to aser on each other because the two Chatzeros and the top of the wall are not two independent Rishuyos. The only reason we have a problem over here in our case is because in our case, we're allowing Shimon and Chotzer B to use the top of the wall for Kalim Sheshavsu Babayis. We're allowing Shimon to take his Mishnayis from his Sfarmishrank in his house, and we're allowing him to put it on top of that wall because we're making the top of that wall part of his Chotzer. So we're allowing Shimon and Chotzer B to use it for Kalim Sheshavsu Babayis. That's why we can't allow Reuven and Chatzar A to use the top of the wall even for Kalim Sheshavsu B'Chatzar. That's the era we can't have. We can't have the top of the wall being a shared Rishus when one of them is allowed to use it for Kalim Sheshavsu B'Bayis. To have both of them allowed to use it for Kalim Sheshavsu B'Chatzar and nobody using it for Kalim Sheshavsu B'Bayis, that we could allow. But to have one chatzer be allowed to use it for Kalim Sheshavsu B'Bayis, then we cannot allow the other chatzer even to use it for Kalim Sheshavsu B'Chatzer, because then they would aser on each other. And continues the Mishnah Berurah, V'nois to the Rishus L'Yishtamish L'Zeh Shatashvish Nichol B'Yoyser. The reason we're giving the top of the wall to Chatzer B is because to Chatzer B the wall is lower, so they have easier use of it. U'L'Harishayim N'Nei Shakosel Mamech Etzloi Nichol B'Yoyser. Now, we'll be safe for having an Oizer B'Shem Arashba Mekel L'Sheni L'Shtamish B'Bekelim Sheshavsu B'Chatzer. This Chumrah is not a Dover Muskim. The Rashba doesn't agree with this. The Rashba still looks at the top of the wall, and the Rashba says, you're going to be so machmer on Chatzer A that you're not going to let Chatzer A use the top of the wall for Kelim Sheshavsu B'Chatzer? Why would you answer that? So the Rashba is not maskim to that chumrah. Ice cut in the gimel, mutter l'shtein l'shtamesh to have your makab tor. If we're talking about a wall that's not even dalat fachim thick, then it would be mutter for both chatzeris to use it. Okay, I thought we were going to get further with this share, but we're already running a little bit over time, so I'm going to break over here. We'll continue next time. It's Siv Zion. Thank you so much for joining me for Liman HaTorah, discussing Liman HaTorah. Should be begging against Kali Yisrael, the Baruch Hashem should send Yeshua's for us, Panasa, Shaduchim, Tolos, in need, which should be Zaycha, to see the BSK, and Tzedek, the Meher of Yameinu. Amen. Be well.